Yeah, second parak of Shavuot, second parak. Echnis nis lezar, echnis nis nis tisefes azar. The chi of korban and karis is only if it goes into the azar, the courtyard, the base of mikdash, or something that was added onto it. There's a certain process of adding on and making the azar bigger, and it explains how. Shein masifim ala ir v'ala zaris, one cannot add onto the city of Yerushalayim or the azar is the base of mikdash unless the melech, el b'melech, the king gives the consent, the navi gives the consent, or the sumim, they get the consent from the urim v'tumim on the koyin. Sanhedrin shoshim v'echad, they also, the entire Sanhedrin gives their consent, and the process would be shnei toides. They bring two korban toides, and they'd walk around where they would mark this korban toide, and they walk around the border of the place with this korban. Now, the carbon toide was used for adding on to Yerushalayim, which was the carbon toide was eaten in the entire Yerushalayim. But if they want to add into the Azor, they bring a mincha because it's Kodesh Kadoshim, which is eaten only in the Azor. Bashir, they'd have music, singing the songs of the Levim with different musical instruments. Beis Din, Mahalchim, the Bezin would go, Shtei Toides Achreim, these two. From Toides after them, the Chol Yisrael Achareim, the rest of Chol Yisrael after it, Sapnimis Necheles, the one in the inside of the border would be eaten, Fachitonis Nesrefis, the outer one would be burnt, if that was on the border. Chol Shalom Nasa V'chol Leila, Nichnasham Ein Chayim Aleh. If they didn't go through this entire process, and somebody went into there, it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Zorah, or the Yerushalayim, and the Mela, the Halachas that pertain to it would not apply.